We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. USD 3 to 3 Manhattan Ogden Schools officials are our guests, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Jardine Coleman. A reminder, the school board meets tonight, 6:30 p.m. It's their second meeting here during the month of April. Let's get into donations and grants. And Jardine, do you want to? Oh, we have a phone call? All right, let's take the phone call first, and then we'll get into donations and grants. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
You know, with this cold front screaming down through Oklahoma and Texas, I've had the heater on here at the house all this week. You know, and next week is going to be the same thing. There's no reason why that gas co-op can't play you again with the price of the gas. You're still using the gas, and you're still in a contract to purchase from them. Just a heads up for you to look at.
All right. Thank you for the comment. And we will get into donations and grants next here, talking with Jardine here, and we got a few of them on here to highlight.
Okay. First up, we have a $500 cash donation from Parker Wilson to Manhattan High School for choir supplies. We have a $1,500 cash donation from Kansas 4-H Foundation to Anthony Middle School for student incentives and learning strategies. We have a $4,000 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel. And we have a $12,600 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families for a total of $18,600.
All right.
We're always super thankful for the community members and the foundations that choose to support USD 383.
And that's a good segue here with tomorrow being Grow Green Match Day here. The Greater Manhattan Community Foundation has a number of organizations that you can donate to, including the USD 383 Foundation. Right, Eric?
That's absolutely correct. So any dollars donated to the USD 383 Education Foundation are matched. And we appreciate the effort of the Manhattan Great Community Foundation in supporting that.
For those who don't know much about the foundation, what does that help support here in the schools?
Oh, it does all kinds of stuff. They issue YES grants. They do scholarship programs. They support all kinds of extra things in our district.
All right, very good. Well, remember that here. If you go on, you can actually donate now, growgreenmanhattan.com. We've been talking a lot about that here during the K-Man Morning Show. We'll continue to talk about that here through tomorrow. Let's talk about some of the other items here on the school board agenda tonight. New business, there's quite a bit, a lot of purchasing going on here. But we start first with the naming of Lee Elementary's Outdoor Learning Center. And I don't know who wants to talk more about this one here, but this is going to be named for a former teacher.
Yeah. Talk about that. Lee School has a nice little learning garden and garden area they've been working on for years and have been. And they've come forward requesting to name that area the Tracy L. Robinson Outdoor Learning Area. And she is a former teacher, attendant of Lee, families in the area. We really appreciate all her service. But she passed away within the last few years. And this is a way to honor her for everything she gave to USD 383.
And Jardine, did you want to say something there?
Yeah, I was just going to add that Tracy's family continues to support Lee School, and she, her family is a large part of why this outdoor learning center is able to expand and be maintained. And so we are very honored to be able to name this Outdoor Learning Center after Tracy.
All right, what a wonderful opportunity here for the school district to do that, and looking forward to learning more about that here tonight at the meeting. A lot of purchases going on here, and we were talking before the show, Eric, this is kind of the purchasing season, and 21 items altogether on the agenda tonight.
Yeah, that's an awful lot. So normally when we gear into summer, you're seeing a lot of tech purchases that we're going to work on over the summer, and a lot of maintenance and facilities things that we're doing over the summer as well. So If you look through, you'll see a lot of projector replacements, technology servers, backup servers, all kinds of different things, and then a lot of maintenance stuff. I believe Matt presented part of his plan, overview of the plan, and we're just implementing that plan.
In terms of the technology, I know that it's hard to stay up to date on that. You buy something, and in 2 years, it's obsolete. Does the district have a good plan here to go forward to keep the costs down on in terms of that?
Well, Dr. Ribble has a replacement plan where things kind of cycle. So we have a set amount of projectors he targets at trying to replace every year. So we're not in the position of just replacing them all at one time or whenever they break. So he does everything with intention. I really appreciated Dr. Ribble and his planning.
All right. Very good. Well, I know that construction continues here and lots of it going on. We see the earth moving at the different school buildings. In terms of the construction that hasn't started yet, where is the district getting ready to start here this summer?
I think the one that is starting that hasn't started yet would be Marlatt. So you'll see things start moving around at Marlatt very quickly after school's out. The rest of them, middle schools, Bergman High School, Oliver Brown are already rolling.
Eugene Field as well.
Eugene Field is rolling too. Yes, ma'am.
All right, very good. Yeah, I drove by the high school the other day and saw some of that. Remind me what's going on out there in terms of construction.
Which part, Brandon?
this would be on, I guess, the eastern side of the building.
If you go to the east side, they're kind of doing the site and foundation work for the new addition that's going on. It's an extension of C Hall, D Hall that has a connector. So it's bringing that building out into the now gone parking lot, because that parking lot area is gone now that they're expanding into. So they were setting the foundation poles into place, or whatever they call it. I can't remember what the exact technical word is, but they were putting all the foundations in place, getting the site work ready for those additions.
All right. The rec centers are just about complete. I know that there's a, if I remember right, there is a ribbon cutting next month at Anthony. Is that right?
I believe so. The city's kind of told us a date they're kind of targeting for ribbon cutting for the Anthony Rec Center. So that's very quickly around the end of school.
All right. Eisenhower will be right behind that, I'm sure. It's progressing. I drive by both of them every day because I live right by Anthony, and I drive by Eisenhower on my way to work. So it's nice to see those coming along, and they're going to be, I think, great additions here to our community. Let's see, not a whole lot of other stuff on the agenda. Is there anything else maybe come up legislatively that you're kind of keeping an eye on right now, Eric?
Well, they're kind of on a little break right now, so I think they still haven't settled the school funding and where it's coming, and some of the concerns we have are still out there. Makes it difficult to plan, but it is what it is, and that hasn't changed much in recent years. So right now we're still in a little bit of limbo about how we're going to pay for everything.
All right, Jardine, anything else that you want to get out there this morning?
Just to speak to the budget, I think I know that our mental health intervention team program is eager to see if legislature will choose to continue or expand that program. We've seen a lot of success with providing mental health services in our schools. And so we are very hopeful that program will continue next year.
Yeah, well, obviously mental health is a big aspect here in terms of education these days. Well, again, the school board meets tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center, and you can tune in on the YouTube channel. Facebook page has that information as well. And then it looks like next month you'll begin budget planning. It's already that time of year. It's kind of hard to believe.
Oh, yeah. We got our foot in both years, so trying to figure all this stuff out. Usually I feel better once I know what we're getting.
Absolutely, I understand. Well, Eric Reed, Jardine Coleman, our guests here this morning on In Focus, we appreciate it, and have a good meeting tonight.
Thank you.
All right, sounds good. We'll continue in focus after this. We'll be talking to our guest from Flint Hills Christian School up next.